In 2009, Zanita Reed left her abusive boyfriend in order to start a better life for herself and her four sons. Soon after the breakup, Zanita's ex-boyfriend came to her house and tried to strangle her. She went to court to testify against him, and he was sentenced to 9 years in prison. Zanita came to StoryCorps to talk about what happened next and how it led to her leaving her home.
We had to go to court, and I had to testify against my ex. He got sentenced to 9 years. After I testified, I started getting death threats and people coming by my home, throwing things. I mean, my ex almost killed me, and now I have his family members telling me they're going to do the same. At that time, Michael was 16, Anthony was 12. Dion was only 5 and Zaire was 3. I just packed our stuff and we left. Dion was sick, so we went to Children's Hospital and they said he was okay. We spent that first night in the waiting room and the nurses were asking when our ride was coming, but I was just waiting for the sun to come up so Michael could go to school. I started calling shelters and they didn't have any space at that time. Each night, we would have to find a friend's house to stay on. And after 2 weeks, I finally had space for me and the boys. After about 4 months, I was permanently housed. When I got my keys, oh my gosh, I was so excited. The little ones were running around because they had their own room and they didn't have to share with their brothers anymore. And I was just excited because we had our own place and it was safe. One of the hardest things I ever did was to leave my home knowing I'm not going to go back here. So I wanted to give back to help moms and ladies that are going through the same thing that I had just gone through. I tell them a little bit about my story and how it's hard to keep that hope, but it's not forever.
That was Zanita Reed in Seattle. Zanita now works at Mary's Place, the same shelter where she stayed with her boys. Her job is to help homeless women and their children find housing and reclaim their lives. Her interview was recorded in partnership with Mary's Place as part of the Finding Our Way project, with support from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.